Good morning. It's what is it? It's 8:35 a.m. It's Tuesday. It's September the 25th, 2018. So yeah, I've been working on the treadmill. Now, the difficulty with time, heat, and sleep has really tossed a monkey wrench into things, because I'm staying up way too late. I'm sleeping in the morning. I sleep until as late as 7. Which means I'm not awake until 9. I get a slow start when I sleep that late. And I'm still only getting 6 hours sleep or so. A couple of nights the last week I've only had 4. So yeah, I stand up too late, and getting up, for the time I go to bed, getting up way too early. So if I stay up until 1 o'clock, I should be sleeping until noon. Well, at least 9. And so I'm working on a huge sleep debt right at the moment. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning, good morning. So I have several alarms set, one of which is to prepare to go to bed, and another one to go to bed, to try to get a handle on it, because I think sleep is the key. I think the problem is sleep. When my brain is foggy, that makes it more difficult for me to focus just in general. And like right now, my eyes are twitching because I'm sleepy, I'm tired. You get that sort of, well, I don't know about you, but I get a sort of eye twitch where it feels like my eyes are twiddle in my head once in a while. But I noticed that it was 50 degrees out there this morning. And so my 7 o'clock alarm alerted me that I needed to go for the walk. And the sun was just barely up. And I should have gone then, because the sky was pretty. By the time I got my gear together, that's funny, because getting my gear together was, you know, I'm used to having things just sort of flow from smoothly from one activity to the next. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. It's like 8:10. So I went upstairs, put on my boots. I reached in my pocket and didn't have my phone. It's chilly here this morning. My nose is running. So I had to creep back down over the stairs with my big clunky boots on, trying not to wake anybody up. And by anybody, I mean my wife. And came back upstairs, realized that 50 degrees was going to be a little bit chilly, so I put on a sweatshirt and headed out. And I got to the point where I was about ready to take the picture, and I realized I didn't have a headset. So I went back inside, got the headset, got that all turned on, ready to go. Took the picture, and here I am. Good morning. But it was sort of like, oh, come on, really? You could do better than this. So I have to focus. I have to focus on focusing. I have to pay a little more attention to pretty much everything. So that includes being in the moment, getting my meditation practice back on track. The counter says 801 days, which is really 801 sessions in a row, with no more than, I think the limit is 32 hours, might be 36. No more than 36 hours in between. But I get credit for every 8 hours, so if I do one at 8 and do one at 4:15 and do another one at 12:30, that would be 3 sessions. I've never done them that close together, but I have frequently done them 12 hours apart. And lately what I've noticed is that I'm not getting as deeply into the meditation. You know, the software is running, the app is going, but my brain is not in the game. Your brain is not in the game on any of it. That's one of the problems. And I go back to, I think sleep is the key. I think the problem is that my brain is so foggy, it's so fuzzy, I can't get it to pay attention as to what's supposed to happen. A simple board meeting was supposed to be this afternoon. Not a board operations call, but everybody's traveling today, so they've called that call off. So I've just gained an hour this afternoon. I have a whole bunch of writing prompt for the next book, for Darkness. And I really need to get in and dig through those. There's like over 100 of them. I asked for suggestions on the Article 37 Facebook group, and I got a whole bunch of them. And I need to get in there and pull out 4, 5, or 6 and see what I can do to put them together into a story that gives me a skeleton I can put the main story around. Actually, the main story is the skeleton, and these are the little bits that will flesh it out. So, yeah. There's that. It's actually cold enough this morning that I'm going to be... I've worked up a sweat, and the cold air is making the sweat really cold on my skin. I'm about to make the turn east, and it's going to be sun full in my face, so it'll probably warm up here pretty fast. Got a zip-up fleece jacket it's plenty warm for 50 degrees. There we go, yeah, that's nice. Okay, let's go, we can do this. Get ready. Say it with me. Mock pose. That's been a long time. Has it been like 8 days, something like that? I think I walked like on Monday last week. Finnegan begin again. But I had a couple more days off, and then I said, no, you know, this is bad. This is not optimal. And my therapist is working, for a long time we've been working on change the voices in your head to get away from using words on yourself that you wouldn't really like if somebody else said that about you. So, sort of you suck kind of thing. And if you say I suck, you'd be really upset if somebody else said, you really suck, you know that? You're really a lazy piece of crap. Now, if somebody else said that to you, they'd be a little bit peeved. Yeah, it's warm enough now. I have to really unzip this thing. Here we go. So, the challenge is reframing it. The challenge is, okay, what is the underlying cause for this sort of you suck internal abuse? And how do you change those words? How do you change the words in your head? So, putting it into other terms, putting it into terms that reframe the conversation. It's like, not exercising, not getting out, not getting the walk in, is not you suck. It's, I really need to pay attention a little more closely to self-care. So if I'm not walking in the morning because time, telephone, temperature, sleep, all those things are getting in the way, then what can I do instead? And the answer is get on a treadmill. And we got the treadmill, we replaced the treadmill back last year when I was struggling with the getting the diabetes under control. And I do need to get my weight back down again. Today's going to be a light meal day. Got a crock pot recipe for buttered chicken that looks really delicious, and I'll be back in time. I could put the crock pot on this morning. But I've got salad fixings for lunch. Yesterday's lunch was yogurt and berries. I've had my peanut butter toast this morning. I got a piece of fruit. I can have a piece of fruit. I have to go to the grocery store. Oh, jeez, it's really, I have to go to the grocery store, money. Okay, so I don't have as many time, much time as I thought I did today. One step at a time. There's as many hours in the day today as there were yesterday. Now the only question is, how do I use them most efficiently? I'm warming up. It is a beautiful morning. It is. I haven't talked about the morning very much this morning. It is a gorgeous, beautiful blue sky day. There's just a hint of fall in the air. It's just a bit cool. It's going to be in the 80s again today. It's going to go from 50 to 80 by noon, probably. But it's just right up there. There's a couple of leaves that have turned yellow. It's a little end of a branch. It's a couple of them. Now that I'm actually looking for them, I'm seeing the signs that the leaves are turning. Spiny poppy isn't doing anything yet this morning. Okay, that's why that tree is dead. It's girdled right at the base, right at the root. Oh, it's much better. Eighteen and a half minutes on the file. I'm at the back gate. As far as another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.